First pack of Tyra, 7th Mishnah. Mikrotzos, noishchos, zoy, lezoy. Mikrotzos are pieces of dough, of chuma, that are next to each other in a fashion that they can stuck together in the point of contact. The kikorin, noishchos, has logs of bread also that are dough, and they are also got stuck together. They were sitting, and they expanded, and they got stuck together. Nif mesachas mein b'sheretz, one of them became tamisheretz, kulam t'chila, they were all considered one unit. Once they got stuck together to the point that if you pull it apart, you can take part of the other one with it, it's considered one unit, as far as still is concerned. Polshu, kulam, t'chila. If after one was nitma, they separated then they still remain all tamei. The mashkim kulam shnius. If they were touching one another, they were only nitma the mashkim, then they're all considered shnius. Why? Because the mashkim is considered a region of the tumah and makes something that touches it a sheni. It's considered one unit, they all have the status of a sheni. Even if you separate them, they still remain with the same status of being a sheni of the tumah. The yadayim, if they were touched by hands that person wasn't attire as hands, kulam shlishis, because stam hands are considered a sheni, they have the status of a shlishi, because truma could be a shlishi. Kulam shlishis. Even if they are separated afterwards, they remain a state of shlishi. The tumah, because the fact that the batik got stuck together in such a fashion renders them one unit as far as tumah is concerned.